The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, November 12, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they received a message on their computer claiming to be from Microsoft. The complainant clicked on the link which gave access to the computer and banking information. The unknown person was able to access $6,000 claiming to fix the computer before the complainant realized they were the victim of fraud. The bank, Equifax, and TransUnion were informed of the fraud. The file is still under investigation. November 14, 5000 block of 12th Avenue. Police stopped a vehicle which had left the parking area of a pub. As there was an odor of alcohol coming from the driver, two breath samples were requested. Both samples read fail. As a result, the driver was given a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition and a 30-day vehicle impoundment. The vehicle was towed from the scene. November 14, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported a male entered the store, selected merchandise, and left without payment. The items stolen include jackets and other clothing with an estimated value of $1,000. An area patrol by police proved negative. The investigation by police is to continue once receipt of surveillance video. November 16, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they received a message on WhatsApp from an unknown person claiming to be the complainant's daughter. The complainant sent $1,650 to the designated email before they realized they were a victim of fraud. The bank has flagged the transfer, and both the chat and the email have been blocked. November 17, 1100 block of 12th Avenue. Police received a report of a possibly impaired driver hitting a pole and driving from the area. Police located the vehicle with the license number provided and found the driver exiting their vehicle. The driver provided police with two breath samples, and both read fail. As a result, the driver was given a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition and a 30-day vehicle impoundment. Ladner, November 12, 7200 block of 72nd Street. The owner of a business was advised of an alarm activated at their business. Upon returning to the business, the complainant spotted a suspect fleeing through the shop door. Nothing appeared to be stolen, but a door leading to the office was damaged and a hammer was on the floor. Police seized the hammer for possible fingerprints. No surveillance video was available. November 14, 5200 block of Ladner Trunk Road. Police attended a business, where a suspect who had stolen 6 chocolate bars was attempting to flee the store, resulting in an altercation with the loss prevention officer. The police issued a civil ban to the suspect and released them from custody. All products were recovered by the store.